Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is chronic fatigue syndrome. One morning, you're sitting at your desk and feel like you could fall asleep right there. You figure that you didn't get enough sleep the previous night. However, the next day, you feel the same way, despite getting a good night's rest. This continues for several weeks. What's causing you to feel so tired? How can you feel more rested? Chronic fatigue syndrome, or CFS, or myalgic encephalitis, ME, is a condition where someone has extreme fatigue that lasts for at least 6 months and isn't explained by an underlying medical condition. Usually, physical or mental activity makes it worse, and it doesn't improve with rest. The exact cause is unknown, but certain things might trigger it, such as a viral infection, immune system problem, hormonal imbalance, and physical or emotional trauma. Some viruses thought to be responsible are Epstein-Barr or human herpes virus 6. Further study is needed to confirm this, though. People with CFS often have imbalances in hormone production by the hypothalamus, pituitary glands, or adrenal glands. It's unknown what role this plays in the condition. Some factors can increase your risk of developing the disorder, like being a woman and middle-aged. Besides extreme fatigue, symptoms include problems with memory, focus, or concentration, sore throat, headaches, enlarged lymph nodes in your neck or armpits, unexplained muscle or joint pain, unrefreshing sleep, dizziness that gets worse when moving from a lying down or sitting position to standing, and extreme exhaustion after physical or mental activities. This is known as post-exertional malaise, and it can last for days or weeks. Symptoms can vary from person to person, and the severity can fluctuate daily. Due to the nature of symptoms, many people have complications such as lifestyle restrictions, social isolation, depression, and increased absences from work. To be diagnosed with CFS, the fatigue must be so severe that it interferes with the ability to engage in pre-illness activities, of new or definite onset, not substantially alleviated by rest, and worsened by physical, mental, or emotional exertion. In addition, a person has to have difficulties with memory, focus, and concentration, or dizziness that worsens with moving from lying down or sitting to standing. The symptoms must last for at least 6 months and occur at moderate or severe intensity at least half of the time. There isn't a cure for chronic fatigue syndrome. Instead, the goal is to relieve symptoms. Typically, the most disruptive ones are addressed first. For some of the symptoms, medication can be helpful. If you're having issues when you change positions, your doctor might prescribe something to regulate your blood pressure or heart rhythm. If you're experiencing depression, you'll need to take antidepressants, which might also improve sleep. Over-the-counter pain relievers like acetaminophen and ibuprofen are good for relieving pain. However, if these don't help, other medications like pregabalin, duloxetine, amitriptyline, or gabapentin, which are used to treat fibromyalgia, might work. Medications aren't the only option. It's important to focus on other elements such as exercise and sleep. If you try to follow an aggressive exercise routine, your symptoms could get worse. It's important to try to keep doing activities that you can to prevent a decline in your ability to function. If you do try a fitness program, start at a low intensity and gradually increase it. As far as sleep goes, it's essential to do your best to avoid sleep deprivation because this can considerably aggravate your symptoms. To avoid this, your doctor might suggest changing your bedtime routine and not consuming caffeine. Another item that can be beneficial is counseling because it can help you learn coping skills to deal with the limitations that come with the disorder, improve family dynamics, and manage depression. You can't prevent chronic fatigue syndrome from occurring. However, you can try to manage the condition to prevent it from controlling your life. One way to do this is by keeping a daily diary of your activities and symptoms. This will allow you to see what activity level makes your symptoms worse, so you will be able to figure out what will aid you in not overdoing it. It's also key to remember to not push yourself on days where you feel good, because this often makes you feel much worse later on. Chronic fatigue syndrome can make living your life very challenging. By managing it to the best of your ability, you'll be able to participate in the activities that you enjoy. If you have any questions or concerns about chronic fatigue syndrome, please speak with your doctor. If you would like more information, please visit Medline Plus's Chronic Fatigue Syndrome page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.